The fierce contest for the Upper Hunter seat of New South Wales will culminate tomorrow, when the region heads to the polls in a vote that will determine if the Berejiklian government will maintain their grip on their previous blue ribbon seat. In this 13-horse race, conflict between mining and agricultural jobs has been a point of contention for this electorate. A win tomorrow for the Berejiklian government will be all the more crucial, after New South Wales MP Gareth Ward plunged the coalition into minority when he moved to the crossbench last week over sexual violence allegations. Talia Kraft has this report.
In a by-election sparked by the resignation of a Nationals MP after he allegedly raped a sex worker, gender, climate, coal and jobs will be at the forefront of voters' minds when they cast their ballots this weekend. Attitude to women, the character of candidates, will also affect voters' decisions, as the campaign has brought home the Upper Hunter's conflict between land use jobs in the area, as expanding open-cut mines compete with prime agricultural land, horse studs and vineyards. Uncertainty over the future of coal jobs in an electorate that has the highest proportion of mining jobs in the state has been paramount to the campaigns, with the major parties choosing candidates with strong pro-coal agendas. Fifth-generation Aberdeen farmer Kirsty O'Connell is one of five independents who are running in this tight contest. She says she put her hand up out of frustration of the lack of a plan by major parties for the future of the Upper Hunter's economy.
The opportunity to develop a sensible plan for our future and also to start investing in growing jobs in those existing industries that we are going to need as the world transitions away from coal. And let's be serious, this decision is not going to be made in Australia. It's not going to be made by the New South Wales government. It's international coal customers who will be making these decisions. And so given that we already have a 100 million tonne oversupply in the Hunter Valley coal sector, to me, it seems very clear that this is not the time for new coal or new exploration or gas. To me, it is clearly the time for us to actually take the opportunity to channel the royalties that we produce into growing other jobs and creating a more sustainable and diverse economy for the Upper Hunter.
The National Party, who have held the seat since 1932, polled ahead of Labor in their last election by a razor-thin margin of 2.6%. They have pinned their hopes on Dave Lazell, construction manager and Clarencetown local. At a Scone Meet the Candidate event hosted by New South Wales farmers, he said it was critical to protect agricultural land.
We understand that infrastructure in this country is important, but it's also important that we listen to the landholders and we protect those landholder rights. So, one of the jobs of an MP is to listen and to hear some of the concerns, and knowing that this issue couldn't wait until after the by-election, I organised a meeting with the Merivale Alliance down with the Planning Minister and the Deputy Premier to hear their concerns and try and get this issue addressed.
Labor has put forward Jeff Drayton, a former miner CMFEU official, who said he's sick of coal miners being demonised.
One of the issues, particularly with, and is the live issue, the Merivale issue at the moment, is it should have been critical infrastructure. It should have been recognised differently. Therefore, once it's critical infrastructure, effectively that means we're just going to come and do it, we're going to tell you about it. That shouldn't have been the process.
Farmers candidate Sue Gilroy says this by-election is about securing jobs in the region, and that includes coal.
Jobs in the Upper Hunter, particularly in the mining industry, but also secure jobs in the equine industry. So understanding that as much as there has been a move to politicise coal within this by-election, it's actually not all about politics. The coal jobs do put food on the table of a lot of people at this point in time. So we do need to consider that whilst we look at just transition down the track of what that looks like. There is no reliable, renewable, affordable space that the government's come up with. We can't move there yet because there's nothing to move to. There's bits and pieces here and there. So we actually have to acknowledge that the coal industry at the moment is an important part of the Upper Hunter economy, as is the equine industry and our other agricultural industries. Hunter.
The final week of the campaign has seen candidates on the road battling for support in the community on local issues. Nationals and Labor parties have pledged millions of dollars to infrastructure projects like the Nationals' $8 million Resources for Regions project. Former Dungog Mayor and daughter of Ian Norman, Tracy Norman, is running as an independent. She says she welcomed the cash splash, even if it came in an untimely manner.
Look, we can't just keep having by-elections. This is the sort of funding that needs to be rolled out in a more seamly and timely manner. over a long period of time. So this cash splash during the by-election, where we're told that it's not pork barrelling, and in fact all of this was in the pipeline. It just happens to be rolled out in the last couple of weeks. Look, I'm not going to knock it. I welcome all the funding, but as I say, it should have been done in a more timely and reasonable manner over a long time period. It's because they've neglected the Upper Hunter for so long and taken us for granted. At the same time that they are spending lots of money, I mean, it's great to spend $45 million on an upgrade of Muswellbrook Hospital, but if you don't have the GPs or the other staff for the hospital, then you're going to have a great big shiny asset sitting there and no staff.
Upper Hunter councillor is running as the Greens candidate. She's criticised the media for not asking candidates about how they would respond to the pressing issue of climate change.
I feel the media have failed to ask the candidates their views on what they're going to do about climate change and, you know, how we're going to address it. So I'm the only candidate that has been talking about climate change. And I just think, you know, this is a big threat to our electorate and the world. And we're not talking about it at all. I asked the Greens candidate, am the only one. And it is here. I mean, we've already seen that in our own electorate with bushfires and floods and the drought. You know, their severity has increased. And that is as a result of climate change.
Greens candidate for the Upper Hunter, Sue Abbott there, ending the report by Talia Craft.